Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Happy Friday, you cock motherfucking suckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Real ass dude, point guard of podcasting, king of things. Here with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, my freako?
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, doggy.
Yeah, man. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, man. Do a little pre-tape. Pre-tape-a-rooski. Right now, I am actually in Key West, Florida, soaking up the sun.
Getting some pussy.
Getting some Florida pussy.
Fucking smashing that fucking Florida clam.
Some nasty Hell yeah, Cuban doggy. Slut.
Some fucking some Florida pigarooski.
piggy pigarooski.
Come here. What's wrong with us?
Yeah. What's wrong with us? What, dude? We're romantics.
Yeah. Right now, some girl's got her face pushed into a pillow as she silences a cell phone call that says, yeah. Son.
We have an incredible show planned today. You know him from the Colin Turrell podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Turrell's back on the show.
Yo, what's up? What's up, everybody?
Sure. It was an accident.
No,
what's your real ass dude of the week,
dude? There is no accidents in life, dude. You make your own luck.
That's a great point. Also from the You Know What Dude podcast. No, it's not Bobby Kelly. Everyone's very disappointed. What? You
it's
know
a
what,
different
dude?
Fat guy.
Dude. Ladies and gentlemen, we know him. We love him. Mike Suarez is on the show.
Hey, what's up? I just got back from Florida.
You got back from Florida. Where were you in Florida?
Side Splitters.
Very cool. Very Wonderful. Cool. How was that?
It's great. That place rules.
Yeah.
Yes. They just have him run on a treadmill.
So, Suarez, we're going to open things up a little bit today. We're going to get to know Mike Suarez a little bit because I feel like very often Mike Suarez is like a background character on YKWD. A lot of people are like, who
I
is that guy? Why is he
Before
there?
Before we get to this guy, I'm going to be in Side Splitters in June. So please come out to that.
We have Side Splitters in September. So,
it's all about the Side Splitters.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Side Splitters fucking promotional day. That's
yeah,
it.
Absolutely.
Guys, support Side Splitters. If you're in the Tampa area, go fucking just support that club,
I'm
no
sure
matter who's there.
Just ring them. They'll throw in each other's tickets for free.
Honestly, if you look at their lineups, they really will book anybody. So Side Splitters, folks. Folks,
yeah, it's a real honor to headline until you see who was there the weekend before.
Folks, I gotta find a better club in Tampa. That's what I'm realizing. Everyone here is headlining Side Splitters. What is even happening in my life anymore?
I know I was middling.
So. Oh, you were middling. Jesus Christ!
I'm an off night. I'm a Wednesday night or something.
Mike, we're gonna get to know Mike Suarez. We're gonna get to know Colin Turrell a little bit more today. It's a slow news week, first of all, because we're doing it on Tuesday and yesterday. Was Monday. Now, you know, a day later, it's not that much news. I don't know how the news does that.
They create.
Doggy, they do like morning and night sometimes. That's fucking wild.
But they'll bury stories. They'll hide. They'll wait until they have a slow day. And then they go, all right, bring up the fucking thing. So you guys got to keep stories on the back. But
here's the thing. Here's what I do. We get all the best stories and I go, I want the best ones up top.
Yeah.
And then whatever's left over becomes a horseshit. By the time the end of the week comes, it's all just horseshit left over from the beginning of the week.
Who said the N-word?
Yeah. That's
us.
It.
We all put our
hands. Yeah, well, guilty.
I and my sword.
Listen, we have an incredible show planned. Let's get our plugs out of the way, and then we can get to know Mike Suarez. We're gonna fucking get to the bottom of Mike Suarez, and we're gonna figure out why Bobby Kelly keeps you down. Why does Bobby Kelly keep Mike Suarez down?
No way.
is Mike Suarez going to move on from the You Know What Dude podcast? All that and more on today's show. But first, what do you got to plug, Mike Suarez?
If you're watching this on Friday, I'm at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant with some guy. I don't know who he is. And I will be in San Antonio later in June doing some shows.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Call him.
Check out my podcast, the Colm Tyrrell Podcast. If you ever think I'm funny, go over to patreon.com/Colm Tyrrell. At 1,000 Patreon subscribers, I'm going to quit my day job finally.
Wow.
So we're almost halfway.
Where are you at?
400.
400.
So we're almost halfway there.
Is it $5 for a patron?
Yeah, the lowest level is $5.
Good
yeah.
job. Smart yeah, boy. Yeah, yeah. See you these idiots right. that do a buck?
I did that for a while, and I was like, yo, get the fuck away from me.
The fuck is wrong? I was like, dude, they're not, they don't fuck. They're just going to do the minimum, a lot of them. Yeah. A whole bunch of them.
Also, the people who have dollars, I don't like them.
People who are only going to spend a dollar, and that's all they, if not, no, yeah. I'm not going to be an asshole here.
I am.
I'm, and we're going to have to delete this,
I don't want,
part.
I don't want
to delete this portion of the podcast. But if you can only afford a dollar for a fucking podcast, you need to end your life.
You got to be doing
you
better.
You can't fucking afford $5. You need to get your shit together. You shouldn't be listening to podcasts.
I tell them to listen to a different podcast. No, listen, Jordan Peterson, something. Something's going to help you, dude.
Read a fucking book. Dude. Get out there. Run. Meditate. Do something different. Stop listening to podcasts if you can't afford more than a dollar.
Stop listening to rape jokes in an Irish accent. And then get out and get a job.
You fucking get your GED. Get it together.
But outside of that, I've got some dates coming up. I'm being in Indianapolis, Helium Comedy Club, Tampa and Side Splitters, Good Nights in Raleigh. Oh, and also going to be doing a show in Point Pleasant in October at Jenkins Nightclub. So that's going to be fun.
You better sell this out.
I have to sell it out after all that.
He talked all this shit. He's like, oh, fucking, I'll book a show across the street from Uncle Vinny's and I'll sell it out. He gave a whole fucking Braveheart speech about how what he's going to do. And by the way, I had 13 people at Uncle Vinny's with him on the bill. We promoted it for a month straight. Colm didn't draw a single person. So
yeah, poor Natalie's trying to do comedy. Colm's doing the fucking Conor McGregor walk.
Dude, who I am. I'm fucking Colm Tyrrell. I'm co-featuring for Lewis Strike.
This is made from mink. This is made from fucking mink. But yeah, so come out there. This is the Spike Tour. I'm headlining. We're across the street from fucking from Uncle Vinny's.
From every major club in every city.
Every dirtbag in Jersey is coming out. So
Zach and Miko.
Just check out my other show here on the network, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight.
Hell yeah, dude. This will be live on Gas Digital. So if you're in Key West, come and see me and Big J Comedy Key West. Just two shows, one Friday, one Saturday. Very small venue. Probably already sold out, to be honest with you. But try to get tickets. Come hang out. We're going to party. Then also next weekend, June 3rd, I will be Fort Worth, Texas. June 4th, Dallas, Texas at the Hyena Comedy Nightclubs. And then June 9th, I'll be in Ontario, California. June 10th and 11th, San Diego. June 17th, Soul Joles in Jeffersonville, Pennsylvania. June 25th in Albany, New York. Zach will be with me in Soul Joles and in Albany. And then me and Aaron Berger kicking off our Offend Everyone Tour July 4th weekend in Austin, Texas. But a lot of stuff coming up. July 14th or 16th, I'll be in Kansas City, Missouri. Me and Aaron are announcing a wild amount of cities. So many dates. So look out for those dates and more. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Yeah, make sure you guys support me live. Come see me live. This is my I've been really, really enjoying performing stand-up comedy again. Everything seems to be back open and fucking up, and it's just a whole other thing, dude. All the comics, like, we all for 3 years were in this weird hibernation mode, but everyone still was getting better and doing whatever we could do. Like, all the comics that were fucking good just got better, and now it feels like everything's opened back up and it's exploding. So stand-up comedy is a very exciting thing to come see. Support myself and all these other guys live. If you guys love this show, subscribe to the Gas Digital Network. That is the number one way you can support me. Just go to Gas Digital, subscribe, use the promo code RA. You will get a 7-day free trial. What you get for the premium side is you get thousands of podcast episodes that are not available on iTunes or YouTube or anywhere else. All ad-free, all uncensored. This show alone, there's over 800 episodes that are not available anywhere else in the world. If you guys want to go back and listen to the on-demand library, you could just binge listen to the entire series. It'll take you years. We have Legion of Skanks as well. I mean, there's so much content. Over 600 episodes of Legion of Skanks that are not available anywhere else. Plus, you get instant access to all the shows. There's no wait for them to go to iTunes or to YouTube. And you get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a ton of fun. Always a ton of fun, the Racist Live Chat. So, and last but not least, if you like watching people play video games, watch me play video games on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, where, I've been killing it. I'm going to be playing Big J in NBA 2K at Skankfest. So you guys should be watching me tune up for that. And also, I give away Skankfest tickets on there all the time. Wheel Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, we do Wheel Wednesdays, where there's a wheel of prizes.
Wheel Wednesdays?
Wheel Wednesdays. I'm a wheel-ass dude. What's up, dude? Who's this fucking guy? This fucking guy staring at me, dude.
He's a fucking...
I think it's a rental, I think.
Who's this fucking guy, dude? He's staring at me, dude. He's trying to
fucking... He's a rental.
He's for rent?
He's a prostitute.
Is he a whore?
He's a male prostitute. He's a male whore?
Dude, that's fine. You know what, dude? How much is he? Dude, I never got a blowjob by a dude. I'll pay him $400 to suck my cock on camera right now. Can you hear me? Is this on? Is this a rental? Fuck.
Hey, gay boy, look over here.
Hey, Bobby. Bobby. Is it on? Bobby? Bobby? No, it's not on?
Bobby has a samurai haircut. Thank you.
What if they started kissing each other right now?
Ew.
Hey, gay boy. You call the rental a gay boy. We have to separate these studios. We're building another side of the studio right now.
What's going on over there?
Sweatshop? A larger studio. This is going to be the medium studio. That's going to be the small studio.
And then you've got a large studio.
Large studio over there. More workspace, everything.
Cool.
Yep. Don't fucking big dog me, dude. I'm not Uncle Vinny, motherfucker. I'm going to be with that energy.
I said it was cool.
Mike Suarez, yes. You know what? We're going to get to know you today.
All right.
I know nothing about you, dude.
He's a road dog, dude.
I've known him for years.
He gets more stage time than anyone. Every weekend, he's just fucking opening for Soda. He's opening for fucking Jay.
So who
he opens for everyone. Every single comic
he takes care of you the least, like at the end of this? Because now, and here's the other thing. Like when I was opening up for people, all the people I was opening up for, they didn't have money. Nobody was greasing my fucking palms at the end of shows. Oh, I owe you money.
Oh yeah, thanks.
I literally just remember that. As soon as I looked in your face, I was talking about greasing palms.
You looked at my dirty yellow teeth.
I'll give it to you after the show.
Thanks, dude.
It called? But like, nobody was greasing my fucking palms, dude. And now every time I headline at the end of the show, I see what the fucking club gives them. They're gonna go, yeah, fucking goddamn it! Yeah. I give a little bit of extra scratch at the end of the show. Who greases your palms the least?
Anytime it's a West Coast guy, honestly.
West Coast guy. Well, name names. Okay, we decided here wholeheartedly and clearly that LA is gay. We're at the forefront of the West Coast East Coast podcast and comedy beef. I'm out there. I'm Biggie Smalls, doggy. So I'm not worried about
Puff Daddy. I'm Biggie.
Biggie.
You are Biggie. You're Biggie Biggies.
Very Biggie.
Biggie. There's nothing small about this Biggie. You won't name names.
I mean,
you open for a West Coast guy?
Yeah, like I opened for Eric Griffin. He was nice.
Nothing.
He doesn't do anything for you.
Nothing. Did not grease your palms. No. Wow.
No, but like Foss, Big J, so like all those guys, Verzi. Bobby.
Foss greases you?
Yeah.
Foss is making a loss,
that's crazy, dude.
That's coming out of his retirement.
Who greases you the most?
He asked for change back.
who greases your palms the most? Dan Soder?
Overall, yeah.
Danny Boy Soder.
Danny?
Danny Boy Soder does, for sure.
Just because he's not spending money on drugs or anything.
Yeah, he's got two roommates. His girlfriend's a breadwinner.
Yeah. He has a push scooter.
He doesn't know what to do with his money. It's like, I need to just get rid of it.
He just city bikes around the city, dude.
Yeah.
Soda's a good one?
Soda's a good one.
He's a sweetheart. He's the best.
Yeah.
Fuck all the others. I don't be so mad now. Know, you know, Bobby.
Well, Big J's not going to like this. Big J does not like being big time.
It's crazy that he even answered.
The fact that he named Eric Griffin is fucking wild, dude.
This was like just a test.
I'm kidding. Obviously,
he crumbled like a fucking.
Me and the Rob Roy of comedy over here? Yeah, we're going to name names.
Dude.
All right, who do you like least in comedy? Give me hints.
Who have you helped cover up a sex crime?
I mean, the only people I hate are people who don't matter. So, I mean,
of all the people
you don't even know their name.
Of all the people you open for, who's most likely to, like, sexually assault one of the staff members of a comedy?
Name names. Give me somebody. Name and man.
Is it also Eric Griffin?
A man who has hurt a man who has hurt women in comedy that you wouldn't think.
I worked with you once.
Jim
Gavin. Oh, Jim.
You would think that I hurt
him. I don't
hide it. This is why I'm very smart, is that I lean into it on camera at all times. I'm like, look at this fucking idiot. Right?
And he goes, I've been telling you the whole time.
Right, bitch booth. That's right.
That's correct.
Dance a little bit.
Come on.
Dance a little bit. Act like you like it. Where's the other girl? What happened to the other girl?
She's not in today.
What's her name again?
Tomorrow. Tiana.
She's hot, dude. Is that Temple's girlfriend? Oh, we can't hit on her. That's a problem, dude. I said, do not hire any women that are attached to a man. Yeah, Temple's girlfriend's producing now.
White?
She's like half black, maybe.
Good for him.
I mean, look, for our for our optics,
moving on up.
For the Gas Digital optics, it's great to be hiring all of these fucking women and half blacks. It's like, honestly,
when they
come after us, I'm gonna be like, look at all my pawns.
Oh. Look at all these retards.
I thought you meant optically you'd rather look at half black. So
yeah, like yeah, my it's easier on my eyes than full black.
All right, I'm not.
That was too much.
That was a little.
Suarez, it was, you know what, dude?
Name names.
names, I like.
No wonder Eric Griffin didn't grease you up, dude.
He greases everybody up.
Eric Griffin's known for just throwing
greasing, dude.
He chose that greasy Griffin.
He throws it at you like, fuck, he's a strip club, just makes it rain.
All right, real quick, we need to take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
I'm sure you guys have noticed the price of everything has been going up lately. Your gas, your groceries, your rent. You know what's not going to get more expensive in 2022? Kilos from YoKratom.com. Guys, there's no reason to go to bodegas or smoke shops anymore for your Kratom when you can get it delivered right to your door for just $60 a kilo.
Yeah, YoKratom.com. They support everything we do. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest and all things here at Gas Digital. So support them, YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? Look, we have an incredible show planned today. We're going to get to know Mike Suarez throughout the whole show. Mike Suarez, what's your middle name?
Vincent.
Mike Vincent. Michael Vincent Suarez. I like it. You know what? Let's fucking go with what you snacking on. Mike Suarez, what you snacking on?
What are you snacking on?
What you snacking on?
Lately, it's just been like roasted almonds because I try not to die. Honestly, I haven't eaten badly in the last month, and I'm still fat.
It's going to take more than a month.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you're trying to be healthier right now?
Yeah, overall.
Because I think you're fatter than you come off. For some reason, you don't come off that fat to me. But then I'm looking at your face, and I'm realizing that
it's pretty
your
fat.
Face is inside of a ball of fat. Like it's just... You hang out with Bobby, and Bobby's so fat
yeah,
that he doesn't look... Yeah, he doesn't look that bad, comparatively speaking. But you see, have you lost weight?
Not really. Maybe like 4 pounds. Wow. But I feel better.
You do? Four pounds?
Like you saw me when I walked in here and I was covered in sweat, walking four blocks before I would have had to like wait outside for half an hour.
It's not even a hot day. It's 64 degrees today.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it's a cold
it's
morning.
January. It's January.
I had to do a fat guy cool off.
Yeah, it's fucking rough, dude. I'm trying to lose weight right now myself. I'm fucking... That's it. It's, you got a snack. You gotta eat good.
What didn't help is my roommate got the stomach surgery, and before he got it, he did like this tour of food.
Nice.
Like he's gonna like pig out on everything before he has the surgery.
That is such a fat like your
my final meals.
You're to the point where you're so fat that you're having your stomach you know, stapled.
Yeah, that would be like if you got hookers before you got married.
Who would do that, Zach? Not I.
Eric Griffin?
Not I.
Eric Griffin.
Eric Griffin's just getting...
Damn, Eric Griffin. Mike's horse is coming
Eric Griffin
you.
Punched my girlfriend in the head last night.
I play Warzone with Eric Griffin sometimes. He's good.
He's really good. Yeah,
he's good,
good on Twitch.
Do you actually?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who am I thinking of? The black guy?
Yeah, he's a black guy with like...
Been around for years, right?
Yeah, long time. Glasses. Oh. Facial hair.
Cheap as fuck.
Doesn't grease palms.
I heard he doesn't.
he was on Workaholics.
Yeah. Who the fuck is calling me right now? Why? Who is it?
Eric Griffin. He's fucking pissed.
Hey, Dawn. Hello?
Oh, that's Eric Griffin.
Hi, Dawn. I'm on the podcast. Is it anything important?
I was thinking of the other little black... little
Eric Andre? Okay.
No, he's another little black guy.
Kevin Hart.
It's Bobby Kelly's wife. I felt like in honor of you being here, I had to answer it if Dawn Kelly called. Because Bobby would always...
What'd she say? He had a stroke? Oh,
nice. I did not approve. What? Why is everyone texting me right now?
What the hell?
It is a slow news week.
Hey, guys, who approved this? Laura's been emailing about it, Rebecca, and I said we were going to discuss and change some questions.
I'll take over. You know what we're not snacking on?
Cut his mic.
You know what we're not snacking on? The Juneteenth ice cream from Walmart. Because they already took it out of stores.
Why? What's wrong with the Juneteenth ice cream?
They said it was racist. Racist. Because they stole the flavor from a black-owned company and just remade a Walmart ice cream and called it Juneteenth.
That's hilarious.
And it was red velvet cake and something. It didn't read Juneteenth. It was a very odd, like, because you would think it would be at least something black, like, vaguely black for Juneteenth.
Well, I think black people like red velvet cake. I think
do they?
Two black people, red velvet is like...
No, they wear velvet.
Top. Yeah, well, they don't understand the difference. They want all of their... The cake and their material for their clothing needs to match at all times. No, I think that red velvet... Because I remember I lived in Harlem for a while, and there was a black bakery. Black bakeries are the best. Yeah, black bakeries are by far the best, okay? Whatever it is, dude. There's some old fucking fat black woman... I don't know why I trust her to cook my cakes more than I trust some fucking old white lady.
Fat black woman will never send you wrong.
Yeah dude, I'll tell you right now. And not only a fat black woman, but a fat black woman that has risen to owning her own bakery.
She's risen.
That's fucking risen. That was a fucking baking joke. Hell yeah, doggy.
The chism. The risen.
Self-risen.
But red velvet was a whole category amongst the people that loved this.
There place. It is. Red velvet and cheesecake. By the way, sounds great.
Yeah, and also they sold cheesecakes, dude. This is very black.
Is
it? If you go to Junior's Cheesecake in Brooklyn, which is like a very famous cheesecake place, they do have red velvet and they have black. So you're just not connected with the black.
No, I'm not connected with the culture.
I think that's a Cambodian flag, is it? I'm not joking. That's a Cambodian flag or something. Or Ghana or something, right? Yeah. That's a fucking African flag.
Yeah, but it's Juneteenth ice cream, and they took it out already because of complaints. So
some black family made their own.
It was a black-owned company.
You know what?
Had
though,
that flavor.
Listen, my whole
also,
life.
Also, I think they just thought it was offensive that they put out Juneteenth ice cream.
Yeah, they have like Juneteenth. Like you're going to go by Easter flatware. It's like for Juneteenth now. You have your Juneteenth barbecue. Apparently,
I don't even really understand what Juneteenth is.
Just a bunch of.
Is it June 19th?
Yes.
And what is it for? What is it?
It commemorates the day when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas.
What?
2 months after the Confederacy had surrendered.
I thought it was Kamala.
I'm not being a dick, but they're just trying to take 4th of July, right? I'm not saying they, like, as in they. I'm just saying, like, we have a holiday where we all come together and we barbecue and we fucking have fireworks. Would we need another one a couple weeks before?
No, because they weren't freed.
Stop saying they.
I'll say day, because I want you to know who I'm talking about. No, because they weren't freed.
There's no way to talk about Juneteenth without sounding racist. Yeah. I don't. You know.
What am I supposed to say? Those people? That's worse.
The problem? No.
But they weren't.
Yeah, I guess it would have been worse if it was just chocolate ice cream and they called it Juneteenth.
Yeah, there could have been three worse flavors they could have picked.
Cornbread.
Icky chocolate.
Cornbread ice cream would be fucking delicious.
It does sound really good.
That sounds fucking phenomenal.
They weren't freed, though. They weren't freed on July 4th. They were freed on Juneteenth, right?
Okay.
That's what it was.
That's their independence.
That's their, yeah. That's their version of when freedom arrived.
I was having a problem with it because my racist side was starting to take over, and I was like, why do we need another Independence Day? But then I realized that we do need another Independence Day. Another day to barbecue is great.
Never complain about holidays. We need more holidays constantly. Let's have the Jews do their thing, spread lamb blood all over their fucking porch, whatever they do. I don't know.
Jewish barbecue
but like,
would be awful.
Brisket?
No, they make good meats.
World War II.
Oh my God.
Burnt.
That's what they told everyone in the Holocaust. They told they were being invited to a barbecue.
Oh, I hope there's brisket.
I don't really know much about Juneteenth, but maybe I'll start celebrating this year. How do we get in on the Juneteenth celebrations? How is that possible?
You gotta sell African garb.
What is the way that we can celebrate whilst respecting British? Whilst respecting the African-American culture? Is that what this is about?
Yeah. So it seems like their main complaint was that Walmart, they also, if you want to share this, they also have these T-shirts. So it's like they were trying to capitalize too much on what they consider to be a very serious holiday.
Serious holiday.
But there are...
That sucks, dude.
I have six ways here that you can celebrate Juneteenth. The first one is learn the full history. Second one.
All right, give us the history, Shannon. Quickly.
Quick. Okay. Quick notes.
History. Full history. Let's go.
I can give you this paragraph. Although June 19th, 1865 marks Juneteenth, the end of slavery was not so clear cut. That's why it's valuable to start by educating yourself and others about the full history of Juneteenth and the events leading up to it.
Oh my God.
It's just that.
Imagine.
The definition is.
Imagine somebody said before you can enjoy a hot dog and some barbecue and some fireworks, you have to go to learn the history of whatever.
Now, Jesus wasn't necessarily born on December 25th.
Yeah.
However, if you look into it, I don't want to hear that. I just want my Christmas cookies.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number two is celebrate. This says you can celebrate by attending parades, hosting a barbecue.
No.
Okay, we can do our own. Dude, I mean,
don't go to those parades.
We're doing a real ass podcast, Juneteenth barbecue.
But you get to wear those, the African garb. Because remember all the politicians.
I have one.
Yeah.
I have a
Lewis, if you don't do a Juneteenth real ass barbecue.
I will do a real ass barbecue on Juneteenth. I shit you not. In fact, we will invite. No, we're not going to invite fans into my home.
Don't bring any blacks. No. Don't bring any black people. No, that'd be funny.
It's the one
an all white party. We all wear white suits.
Well, I do declare.
Wow.
Shannon, fix me a mint.
Why that June heat hit different, honey?
Well, more information about that. It says red is the color associated with the holiday as it symbolizes sacrifice and transition. Celebrations typically include red foods like red velvet cake, red beverages, watermelon, and barbecued meats.
Okay, hold on. Hold up. They were going to have red beverages anyway.
Yeah.
Popular sides, including cornbread, collard greens, and cabbage, represent prosperity, good fortune, and wealth in the Black history.
Why
Black history.
Do they have none of that then?
You mean floor food?
It's because they're trying to use fucking collard greens as money. Like, this is not money.
All these leftovers symbolize wealth.
Yeah.
All the shittest things.
These pork bones represent prosperity.
Ooh, some brats. Mm-hmm, that's some good Louisiana brat right there.
Go ahead.
Number three is support black-owned businesses.
Okay.
We can do that.
Number four, acknowledge and spread the word, which by having
also, I am Afro-Latino, so just being here right now, we're supporting a black-owned business. As an Afro-Latino, I will appreciate everyone supporting this business. You guys, by the way, you work for a black-owned business. How does it make you feel?
Brave.
Does it make you feel great and brave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Natalie, does it make you feel good? How does it make you feel to work for a black-owned business?
Wow, really special.
What if she was, like, disgusted and she just slammed down her...
She went, what?
I have to quit.
She slammed down her clit. What did she slam down?
You don't blindside me with that. You don't blindside me with that.
What else?
To teach you to play football.
So I said they acknowledge and spread the word. Next one, donate to supportive organizations.
I did that.
Yes.
I did that, remember?
Mm-hmm.
During
BL, what was it? BL something.
BLM. BLDM, BL, Black Lives Don't Matter. No, that wasn't it. What am I thinking? What
BBSM?
Was it? BLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato, extra mayonnaise, salt, pepper, ketchup. What? I did donate to an organization. What was the organization? Do you remember?
Black Lives Matter.
No, it was
United
like
Negro College Fund.
It was something like that, but I didn't say it that way. Jesus, calm down, racist.
College Fund. UN.
No, it was
collard fund.
Collard green
collard
fund.
Green. All right.
I just donated collard greens to the United Negro College Fund. It's prosperity.
Of course.
No, I donated to something and then they sent me a t-shirt.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm never going to wear the t-shirt. So then I threw it in my garage and then
a sweat towel?
No, a bird shit on my car.
Oh.
And then I was like, I needed to clean off the bird shit, and I only had the t-shirt in the garage, and I was like, I can't wipe shit off my car with this t-shirt for this like college, you know, black college fund thing. That's fucked up. But then I was like, you know what? That's racist.
Yeah.
To not wipe the shit is racist, and not to treat them like they were equal. So I just wiped it.
All shirts are born equal.
Yeah. I just threw it in the garbage.
Yeah, fuck it. It's free. It's merch.
It's a free. That was the thing. I was like, "What am I doing here? What is the symbolism here?"
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I dry my dishes with a fucking George Floyd short.
Oh shit! Fuck. Let's talk about this. tattoo artist. Add dog cremation remains to tattoos to help grieving pet owners. I just got sports ashes. They just came in. Well, I didn't get them yet. I got to pick them up still.
How much is it? Like what's the quantity?
I don't know. How do they do it? I don't. Is it? My mom told me, because she would get tattoos, like she would get like jailhouse tattoos, and she said they would do, I don't know if she had any done with ash, but she said they would do them with cigarette ash in jail because they wouldn't have ink. Is that gross. True? Look that up. Look that up. You wouldn't do, Zach, that's some shit you would do.
Cigarette ash?
You would do a cigarette ash tattoo if somebody was doing it.
If it was like somebody cool cigarette, not just cigarettes.
What the fuck's the difference?
Somebody cool cigarette.
I found something.
Like Lemmy or fucking somebody badass.
It's
Sinatra? I'd get Sinatra's.
Yeah, Bob Kelly cigar ash.
Take Sinatra.
I mean, ashes are pretty cool to get tattooed into your body.
Yeah, then they're a part of you.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I get that.
What did you see, Shannon?
This article says that they burn pages of the Bible and mix the ashes with water. And it makes a unique color. Says you can always tell a prison tattoo by the peculiar color.
Wow. The burn pages of the Bible. That's some fucking dark shit, right?
If you believe
it. I'm going to do that with the Steve Jobs biography.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking have Steve Jobs' biography burned into my arm at all times. How cool would that be?
Not at all.
It'd be fucking dope, dude. You need to fucking respect Steve Jobs. You know anything about Steve Jobs? I bet you know nothing.
Yeah.
Calm. You trying to run a business with know nothing about Steve Jobs? Give me your top three Steve Jobs facts. Go.
Yeah, he did acid.
He did.
Ashton Kutcher played him in a movie.
That's another one. That's a fact. Fuck.
I think he's gonna get it. He set up Apple, sold it, bought back in.
That's
years later.
Three facts, you piece of shit. That's another three on top. That's five facts total. I like it. He went above and beyond. All right. Name three Steve Jobs facts. Go.
He loved turtlenecks.
You don't know that he loved them.
He wore them all the time.
Hyperpulate, Your Honor. Hyperpulate.
Hyperpulate?
I don't know what they say in court dramas. Hyperpulate. It's something like that, right? They make a noise like that, right? They always go, hyperpulate.
Hyperpulate sounds like a condition me and Mike have. Sorry, I'm hyperpulating.
Dude, he can't eat sugar. He's hyperpulate.
I'm going to lose my toes. I've got hyperpulation.
I drank too much purple as a kid. I have hyperpulate.
Do you guys think the word is hyperbole?
It's
hyperbole.
Hyperbole?
Hyperbole.
No, it's not. That's
yes,
not.
It is.
It's
yes,
like
it
hyperbole, but spelled.
I thought it was hyperbole. Hyperbole.
Hyperpopulate.
Do you concur, hyperpopulate, Your Honor?
He's breeding the witness. Yeah, exaggerated.
Substained.
I'm on jacked.
Yeah, so I would for sure get ashes tattooed onto my body. That'd be fucking dope.
Of sport,
maybe. I would do that. How do you do it, Shannon? What's the process? Who do I go to?
So this is this one particular woman is in California. Apparently she gets a lot of people that go to her for this, but she just uses a tiny little bit, a few like grains of the ashes is what she puts in it. Mm. She also says she has some of her dad's ashes tattooed into her. And yeah, she says that it's safe. it's safe if it's a good way to grieve, to memorialize a loved one. I can show you the girl too if you want to see her.
Is she hot? Tweet or night?
She's cute.
It's okay, Shannon, relax.
Is cute different than okay?
She's okay.
Were her dead pets all bugs?
What?
All she had were bug tattoos.
Yeah.
Now, when you got sport cremated, is it true that you have to pay extra if you just want him? Because don't they burn all the animals together?
Yeah.
And just give you a scoop?
Did they upsell you?
No, I mean, I was like, no, you're not burning my dog with these other mutts.
Yeah, you got a bit of cat or something?
Yeah, fuck that.
Terrapin?
No, I know that. First of all, how do we even know? They could just be giving us a fucking... They could empty an ashtray and do a fucking thing.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
How would we ever know? You know?
It's like buying land on the moon type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sure. You own a star. Be like, look, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You buy a star
everybody
for some girl.
Everybody owns the same star.
You know, like, yeah. He's an idiot.
Some guy.
That's some shit that I guarantee you some guy bought Shannon, because Shannon is a dippy brain girl like that.
Yeah.
Where if you bought Shannon her own star and named it after like your fucking love or whatever, she'd be like, oh, I love it. Right, Shannon? Am I right? Do you own a star? I bet you own a star.
No.
Shannon, you want a star? Don't
I'd
lie.
Rather give me that money that you're wasting on bullshit.
How much is a star?
Oh.
How much is the cheapest star we could buy?
You don't know
can we throw a Juneteenth party on a star?
Or you can actually buy land in like Nevada.
Wait, can we undo Juneteenth if we wish upon a star?
But there's a lot of land you can buy in America for cheap. You can buy like 10 acres of land in Nevada for like $100.
Really?
Yeah, but just you can't get there.
It's just deep out there.
No, your car will run out of gas before you can even reach that.
Really?
Yeah, but you can buy it.
It'd be nice to be a landowner. On Juneteenth.
Yeah, we can vote.
You could own 20 acres of land.
I'm buying land on Juneteenth. Every year I'll buy a little bit more land.
But directly from someone.
Who do you even buy land for? This is what I don't understand. Like, who are you buying it from?
The person who owns the land.
But who's he buy it from?
Because they stole it from the Native Americans. They showed up and shot an Indian in the head.
And that guy's...
They coughed in a Cherokee's
face. That great-great-great-grandson is the guy you're buying it from because he shot an Indian in the head?
Yeah, they just kept passing it down, selling it to each other.
Wow.
But wasn't the government...
Didn't the government originally settle the United States, right? So it wasn't a dude that just shot an Indian in the head and was like, it's my land now. It was Christopher Columbus's fucking...
Yeah, but they sold it to...
Italy? Who the fuck was it? Was it Italy? Was it Columbus Italian? Hold on, we need to go back and figure out how this all works.
Dude, this is...
Dude, no, I got this.
Are you trying...
I got this, dude.
Trying to figure out how America was started?
I got it. I just figured it out.
All right, go on.
So we've traced it back to Italy. So Italy was the original owner of this land, right?
Spain.
England?
Wasn't it?
No. Spain.
England.
Spain is the one
Columbus. Spanish.
No,
Columbus was Italian, but
he's... Look at Natalie getting all up.
No, Colin just said it. Colin just said it.
College.
Columbus was Italian, but he sailed on behalf of the Spanish
on the Santa Maria.
Yeah, they financed the trip.
Oh,
so Spain found it first.
So Spain, they paid him,
and then you got the Frenchies showed up top. All the English started coming over.
And how did
the English claimed it originally.
So the English
settled it.
They said
so Spain was like, oh, we found it. This is some cool shit. And then England came over like, yeah, now it's ours.
I think Spain took South America. And
did Spain and England have a war over it?
The Spanish-American War?
They had a negotiation.
What was the Spanish-American War? Is that what this is all about?
No. But there was a Spanish-American War.
What was it about?
I think it was
oil.
Short.
About oil.
Tapas.
Even back then, dude, it was all oil. Rockefellers.
What's going on?
England came. England had the 13 colonies.
I'm like Tim Dillon, dude. The Clintons, dude. It's all about the Clintons, right?
England had the 13 colonies, and then as we went west, didn't we buy land in the Louisiana Purchase?
Where did Ghislaine Maxwell come in? That's what I need to know.
Her father showed up first.
I have no idea.
Which the Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds, dude.
Yeah, the Rothschilds.
Dude.
Now you're getting it.
Now we're getting it. Now we get you guys. Figured, you're learning, guys. You're learning on this
Lewis
show.
Lewis figured it out.
They would all meet on Epstein's Island.
Yada yada yada. Donald Trump gets in power. Here
why,
we go.
Wow! Wow! He's turned into a fake Tim Dillon.
What? Why are you? What are you doing?
Wrong. What is all this?
Why?
What are we even doing?
When?
Can we stop?
Who's a Rothschild? I don't even know. People say the Rothschilds.
The Jews, dude.
And I shake my head every time like the Rothschilds, dude. I know, dude.
They're the head honchos of the Jews. They run everything.
They're the Jews.
They're the people who show up at the Illuminati telling you what to do.
The first ones.
They're the head honchos, yeah.
But who are the Bilderbergs?
They're like cousins or something. I don't know.
The Build-A-Bears?
You evolve.
No, it's a store in the bar. Yeah, you call me Bill Jews.
You evolve.
I'll make this one a muscular, tiny stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Build-A-Bergs. I like it.
Yeah, you squeeze his belly. Female circumcision.
Yeah, look at this Indian guy. Yeah, looks like there's shit on his face.
I bet you. Yeah, I bet your pussy stinks, you Arab bitch.
What? A black person allowed out in public? Pull the string.
Your shirt's gay. Ow, my heart.
All right, that was a lot. All right, you know what? Let's go to non-binary news with Natalie. Let's see what's happening here. Let's see if Natalie could shed some light onto everything that's going on. Well, we're trying to be woke.
Just keep saying trans news.
Trans. Gay. Non-binary news. With Natalie. Yeah, Natalie. All right, dance. Go. Do it. Where we at?
I have to dance?
You have to dance with no music, yes. Shake your breasts a little
bit. It's the worst dancing ever.
Do that? Do you do that shimmy thing with your titties?
I will not.
Come on.
Do some titty shimmy.
Come on.
Do a titty shimmy.
That's
shimmy.
All you get.
Natalie,
you'll
be an asshole. What a fucking prude. Anyway,
I tried.
All right, non-binary news with Natalie. Sorry, it's getting real.
All right. There's a trans woman who is breastfeeding her wife's baby. Her wife
It's like a Simpsons joke, you know, where it's like you can't even follow along. A trans woman's breastfeeding her wife's baby's cousin's sister's brother. Mm. What is this? What is it? Can you break it down in more layman's terms?
So
here?
Wait. A man.
A woman with a dick is breastfeeding.
Ah, so but it is. It is.
Can that come out?
She is on hormones, and that's why she produces milk. So she's like been on hormones for a long time.
So it's a dude that became a woman, right? Dude became a woman. Now she got a biological woman pregnant, has the baby. But now this trans woman with a dick is breastfeeding the baby her man milk.
She didn't it didn't say if it's her baby, but it could have been a donor.
It's her wife's
But it's her biological wife's baby.
Okay.
It's her wife's baby.
Well, I feel like man milk will be less nutritional as female.
No, I think it'll be better, dude. That baby's gonna grow strong,
just
dude.
Fucking traps. Just fucking, some tiny little.
Just a fucking 5 o'clock shadow the next
just
morning.
Just flipping
dude.
The fucking cotton shit.
Let's go, man milk. Dude, I think that's actually, I have no problem. Thought I was gonna have a problem with this, didn't you, Natalie? See, Natalie,
I hoped not.
Dude, I am a fucking enigma wrapped in a fucking shell, wrapped in a fucking.
Only half.
What am I?
You're half Enigma. Please. Enigma, please. Enigma, please.
Listen to me. You thought I was going to hate this when no, I think that man milk is likely stronger, has more testosterone. Is it made any different? If a man's body makes milk, that is disgusting, first of all. I'm thinking about it right now. But if a man's body makes milk, is it any different?
You wouldn't drink man milk?
I mean, I want to drink man milk after every workout. I feel like that's the way you gotta go. But it's sitting.
Get
wrong.
Me my man milk. The worst thing is if it turns out it's gray. And then
do you love it, dude? Yeah. So it's have a man milk mustache.
Go, Lewis, you have a problem. Get off me! You roid it up.
Get the fuck out of here! Don't tell me I have a problem.
It does a bodyguard. We bump into you on the street. Hey Colin, how you doing?
What is there any chemical difference between man milk and female milk?
They just, I'm pretty sure there's a list of like the hormones that she took. Here's another picture. There's a list of all the hormones that she took, which is just hormones that
I'm such
women
a creep.
Have.
I'm still
in
like
them.
Looking at it like it's a tit. I'm like, all right.
but my brain is going, why am I finding this attractive? My brain isn't quite working it out.
No. It's fucked up. It's kind of hot in a weird way. I don't know why. I just think breastfeeding is hot in general, and even this man doing it is kind of hot in a weird way. What? So
she just takes the same hormones that women have in them anyway. It's not like people are upset that it's like caused by hormones, but like women lactate because of hormones anyway. It's
right, right. So people
shit.
Are upset, but is there any difference between man's milk and women's milk? And I've seen this before in like TikTok videos or like Instagram videos where a man will squeeze milk out of his titty into like a coffee, and it's like just some men can lactate. That actually does happen.
Doesn't it happen to like dudes that are all roided out?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's the joke. That's always on like fucking.
No, because I remember I heard a story on a podcast that they were doing a tryout for WWE, and a guy came in super jacked, and in the middle of the match started lactating, and they're like, I think he's had enough.
Well, you're gonna go there, and you'll find out.
I had a friend who could lactate a little bit, like squeeze a little bit out. I'm trying to remember which one he was.
Yeah,
but is it the same composition as female milk? I need to know this.
In the article, it says that, and because people are fighting back, saying it's not natural, there'll be chemicals in it or whatever. And the endocrinologist, I guess, that's been working with her, said that it's the same.
Wow.
It's the exact same.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're telling me if those two glasses of milk,
one man,
we couldn't figure it out in the laboratory?
Blind taste test.
I don't know.
This is how you fight the baby formula shortage.
I feel like mine would curdle up and stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You should have Jameson in it.
Exactly. Get you fucked up, dude. The eggnog.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's, you know, it is what it is. But I do feel like it would have more nutrients and be a stronger milk for the child. So I'm torn. I am torn. Unnatural, but I am very torn. All right, let's see. Let's do the scam this Jew. FBI warns of sexual extortion scam. I've heard of this one for a while. And this was this the Fansimita scam or is there another one?
There's another one.
Okay, all right. So let's start with this story. Scam that Jew. FBI warns of sexual extortion scam. This could easily happen to me with ease.
Yeah, so the FBI is a
scam that Lou.
No. The FBI is warning parents of...
It's
great. Good song.
Parents and teenagers in particular about sexual extortion scams, which leave young people blah, blah, blah. So basically it says that it'll start out where a girl is reaching out to the teen or, quote, a girl, and sends him a nude photo and asks for him to send one back. As soon as he sends one back, the person says, give me $5,000 or the photo will be made public. This happened particularly to a 17-year-old. And he said he wasn't able to pay, so they dropped the price to $150, which he took out of his college savings. And,
Yeah, they're not going to release the photo. Who do they release the photo to, right? What are they releasing it to? They do this thing where they say they'll send you all of your contacts. I'm like, we're going to send it to all your contacts. What they're doing is it's a widespread thing. They're just trying to get the sucker that's afraid to send over that money. And they're not even looking for you for the $150. They're looking for the few people who are willing to send the $5,000, right? Didn't this happen to Jacob from The Bonfire?
I'm going to be honest, I zoned out. Right. I have no idea what we're talking about.
So they, somebody will hit you up, right? It'll be like a chick on Instagram, right? Yeah. Some hot chick, and you can start DMing with her.
Yeah.
Right? And then she'll send you a nude. Ooh. And then you send her a nude back.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not a hot chick. I'm some dude in China.
Happened to me, yeah.
Did this happen to you, really?
Yeah, but I think he was just jerking off. He wasn't. I got catfished.
Oh, he didn't try to give you money?
No, he was just.
He didn't try to get money?
No, it was just some guy. It was just some guy. And then, because I remember, like, it was odd. And so then I search the image, and then I had to flip the image, reverse search and then it came up just all these whores.
Oh no! And then you were like, "Yeah." How much did you like? Yeah.
No. And then I sent him back the original photo, and then he just went LOL or whatever. And then he goes, "Don't worry, I'm not gonna leak your nudes." I go, "Dude, just fucking
please don't."
No, I was just like, "Dude, all my stuff is out there already at this point. I don't give a fuck."
Your Yakam will just send me a nude picture of him just as a response for no reason.
I did send you a random nude photo.
For no reason at all.
What did you say? I think you said, I'm going to Skankfest or something. And then I just sent you a fucking...
My dick
was all small in it and too.
Look at him. It's hilarious. I was like...
you didn't even
like,
reply.
Look out for an email from Rebecca and Christina about Skankfest Vegas. No, I wrote... and you wrote, hell yeah, dude. And then he sent me this photo.
Hell yeah, dude.
Gals, bitch booth.
But you didn't even reply then, and I was like, "Oh,
no!" I clicked the response thing where I said, "Ha ha." Here you go. Let's see.
All
right. That should be the standard response to all dudes, by the way. It's just the ha ha.
Yeah, you really nag me.
Here, Shannon, I just sent it to you. Pull it up on the screen.
I would have fluffed up if I knew it was gonna go viral.
Yeah, it's not that you have a small dick, you have a skinny dick.
That's an unflattering photo, but yeah, that is true.
This is a skinny dick. Hold on, it's still uploading. There's not great service down here. Oh, you're
great. Put that on the... Put it behind the gas digital paywall, dude. Use the promo code Collie.
I swear to God, I'm going to put it behind the gas digital paywall. If you want to see Colin's nude cock, as soon as this comes through to Shannon, I promise you I'm having her pull it up.
Now I got to release it to take the power out of your hands.
No way, dude. I will get four subscribers.
$5,000.
Lou's just doing it to me live.
Yeah. So that's a scam that regularly happens. I'm nervous about catfishing, but to send a girl like a photo of my cock hard, like with my face in it.
That's the most embarrassing one.
It turns me on.
It turns you on.
Like I'm like,
you're photo bombing your own dick.
It's just you like, yeah. Yeah, you're just peeping over the shoulder, like,
dude, whatever it is, like, just having it just be my dick is not turning mine. Having my face in it and my tattoos and recognizable things,
that gets me going.
Yeah, that gets me going. So that's there's a bunch of girls out there just have that of me, and I'm like, I don't even know these bitches.
Also, ironically, catfishing is another way to celebrate Juneteenth.
Catfish favorite ice cream, baby. Ooh, you never have no ice cream. Do you have catfish flavored ice cream?
Whoa, catfish ice cream, just like mama used to make.
Catfish ice cream.
Ooh. Mm, that's some good catfish ice cream.
Good old catfish ice cream.
Oh, hi.
Hot catfish ice cream. It's hot, too. Ooh. Hot catfish ice cream.
That would burn the fucking liver.
How is it hot? Oh, that's how mama made it.
That's how mama used to make it.
Oh, Shannon, I just sent you.
You put a bowl of hot catfish ice cream on top of your head, your tongue gonna slap your brains out to get to it.
Hotter than a Louisiana
catfish ice cream.
Get your ice cream.
Boiling hot ice cream.
Boiling hot, deep fried hot Carolina catfish ice cream.
Whoa, slow down, boy. You gotta blow on that ice cream first. You don't wanna burn your tongue right off you. Burn your tongue right off your head, boy. You crazy white ass.
White people sure is dumb, ain't they?
Hot catfish ice cream. Blue eyed boy burned his tongue right off his face with that.
I think I gotta move. My grocery store started selling catfish flavored ice cream.
Oh my god, dude.
Catfish flavored next to the hot Cheetos.
Shannon.
Sign of prosperity, that catfish ice cream.
You texted it, right?
No, I emailed it to you, you fucking. Ooh.
That's amazing. Because.
Oh no. I emailed it to shows@gasdigitalnetwork.com. That's all of the shows. This is the episode of The Office.
Honestly, oh, no, don't be showing it.
I thought we were joking.
No, it's really behind the paywall. It'll have to be edited for YouTube, obviously. Yes, dude. They got it.
You can't do that.
Why? We just did.
This is crazy. Please don't be sharing my gun.
Nudes, I'm not going to send you any more nudes if you keep doing this, dude.
You just raped me with your nude. Technically, if you send an unsolicited nude, the response could be to share it. Is that illegal?
That has to be.
Is it illegal? If you send an unsolicited nude, is it then illegal to then share that unsolicited nude with the world? I need to know before.
Can we just revenge porn, Colin?
Someone get me fucking Johnny Depp's lawyer.
Yeah. Is that revenge porn? I have no idea.
Here's what you do. Just when you blur it out, just blur out the tip.
It's a
just like the smallest amount where it's like, might as well have not blurred it out at all.
It looks like a dandelion.
Just put a cartoon.
You want to blow on it and make a wish?
It's a criminal and civil offense to disclose an intimate image of another person with the intent to cause harm.
There you go.
No, it's the intent to be hilarious. Oh, this is the opposite of harm.
No.
This is for joy.
This is for my expense.
No.
We're trying to get them to sell tickets.
Mom, this will be a widely shared episode.
If you share this, dude.
That doesn't get you 20 more Patreon subscribers.
Listen to me. I
wouldn't even. The reason
you have to on air give me permission to share this on Gas Digital. It's hilarious.
You're not an enemy.
No. Listen to me. I promise you that on you. That will not go out on YouTube.
I don't give a fuck where we
on Gas Digital, though. That's perfect.
No one will ever fucking screenshot.
No, dude. Come on. We don't have that many subscribers.
I wouldn't even mind. The whole point was like, I was just getting out of bed and I was like, this is funny because
you want your dick to look bigger.
No, I didn't fluff up or anything like that. I thought it'd be funnier to send.
That's not a bad. Pull it back up. That's not a bad soft dick.
That's not bad.
That's not a bad soft. Dude, my dick when I'm out of bed. It looks like a button hanging off my body.
I've had some bad.
Dude, listen. I know the type of dicks that these guys have because they would look at my dick and they'd be like, "That's pretty decent."
Yeah, it's not
and
bad.
Mine is pathetic. Yeah, Colin, that's fucking.
Not bad
that's
at all.
A nice fucking hang, dude.
Yeah,
it's just a little skinny.
It's just a little skinny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon, what are we thinking?
I've got
here?
My shitty tattoos.
I love your flexing.
Stop this. What is this?
Shannon,
I'm a whore.
Shannon, is this crazy? How does this penis look?
No, I feel like.
Come on, Shannon, let me crack you open, will you?
No, thank you.
I bought you a star, you dumb bitch. You fucking cunt.
I bought you 10 acres in Nevada.
I guess you don't want a summer in Arizona desert.
I was going to be nice about it, but now I'll just say, yeah, it's skinny.
Is it not bad?
It's not bad.
No, there she didn't like it. She's unimpressed. Natalie, what are you thinking? Is that as a clit? How do you feel? If that was a clit,
as a lesbian,
I'm trying not to look because I want to like continue to talk to Colm after this. So
you can't look at a man if you see his penis.
I don't want to see his dick right now.
Slide off the chair. That's why.
Yeah. It was the fact that he didn't want us to show that. Wow. I don't know. There's something weird about it.
Oh, no, she doesn't like it. Now she's uncomfortable about. She's uncomfortable about us.
Oh my God.
Whatever we're doing to Colm. Oh, he likes it. He assaulted me with his dick. I didn't ask for it. If you just send me that photo, that is more of an assault on me. No. I sent it to Shannon. I said, pull up. Sure, he was screaming, no, in the background. Oh, no. No, please don't.
Crying.
I beg you, Lewis. I beg you. Please. I don't want your friends to look.
I feel like I am no...
It is a consent issue, but I don't believe in consent. So,
If it wasn't Colm...
You really put me to a... I've boxed myself into a corner. I believe we should share all the women's nudes.
If he didn't first assault me with his nude, I would feel bad. But I feel like he was his offense is worse than my offense.
No,
right
it's
now.
Not. You don't think absolutely not.
Well, I mean, I guess if we genuinely...
Because now you're doing that to other people. It's like if I stabbed you with a knife and then you go stabbing
everybody, like every real life podcast fan.
See? He started it.
It's worse. What he did was worse.
Please send this nude to 10 of your friends.
All right, fine. Colm, if you're not giving us permission, I guess, can we just show up and just blur your cocks?
You absolutely can blur it, yeah.
Okay,
and
just blur his cock.
And if you're really nice, add a couple of extra pixels. <That's fine. laughs> Or what you can do is Photoshop my cock onto my nose.
I like it.
And my nose onto my cock.
I like it. Last functioning payphone is removed from New York City.
Where will people smoke crack now?
Shannon, where was this payphone?
It was at 7th Avenue and 50th Street in Midtown.
Times Square. You used to sell your tickets.
And that was functioning.
You probably fingered someone in that fucking phone booth.
The phone booths for I didn't even know there was a functioning phone booth. At this point, there's
coins?
There's free phone calls. They have those little internet stations. You can make free phone calls from there, you know.
Mm-hmm. You can?
Yeah. It's crazy, but it's just like a little homeless person.
Yeah,
like,
it's just a little homeless setup. Do you ever see like a homeless guy? He has a laptop. He's got a fan going. Yeah, he's ironing his suit.
The idea was so nice. The idea was going to be like, guys, we're going to have little cell phone charging stations all over New York City. They're going to be Wi-Fi accessible. You could search things. You could Google things right from them. And I was like, what an amazing little like technological advance in New York City. And then you realize that everyone's got a fucking cell phone that does all of those dumb fucking things that you want it to. There's absolutely no reason for it at all. Mm. And it's the only people who don't have that are homeless fucking crackheads.
Yeah, would you like to charge your phone? Just fight this homeless man for his porn machine.
Yeah, dude, and you also, homeless people's fingers are fucking disgusting. If you would touch anything, I don't touch anything in New York City anymore, dude. Dude, I remember one time I was going down the stairs in New York City and I was on my way to work, dude, and I was holding the guardrail going down the stairs because I was fat and I was like, I need help. I need help from going downstairs as a young man. And I fucking put my hand on it and I pulled out a booger from the guardrail. A full-fledged, big old
fresh flammer, like
fresh booger. No, like somebody went, somebody like an asshole, which is a great move, to be honest with you. It's fucking solid. They yanked a giant booger and they put it right on the handrail. They were like, somebody's gonna take that home with them. Whoa, and I fell for their prank. It was rancid. There's nowhere to wash your hands. You're late to work, you're on your way to the Dude,
I had the worst homeless interaction the other day. I was leaving Bobby's studio, so it's around like 11 o'clock at night over by the cellar, and I went over to call an Uber by the 7-Eleven, and a homeless guy comes up to me. He's like, yo man, can I get some money? And I was feeling good, so I give him $1.
Yo man, I'm trying to buy some catfish ice cream. Hot catfish ice cream.
You know how much catfish ice cream is today?
I give him $1, and this motherfucker goes, how about $5? And I'm like, oh, you cunt, right? So I was like, no man, that's what you're getting. And he goes to give me a hug. He's like, man, I know you got more. He goes, hug me. I was like, no, because he's like filthy.
Ugh.
And then he goes to give me like one of those bring it in handshakes. And I'm like, no. And I put my elbow out towards him. And he's
chipped his tooth.
He's very black. and he puts out a neon pink elbow at me that was completely scraped.
Oh, no.
And pussing and
no,
bleeding.
No.
And then I go like this. I go, and I yank my arm back. And he goes, and he starts putting his elbow at me. And I went to say, I'm a germaphobe. And like three other sentences. And
but all I did was get away from me, N-word.
Yeah, no. I went to say, I'm a germaphobe.
N-word.
Or something else. Human. Or, and I just went, I'm Jeremy, and ran away.
Wow.
See you later, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy, I'm Mike.
Jeremy!
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 Jeremy Smoker. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That's
dude.
Crazy.
It was openly bleeding.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what's the solution for not outside of genocide? What is the solution?
Final solution.
What's the solution for these homeless? What do we do?
Catastrophic weather event.
So just let nature figure it out.
Unless there's a group of people that can.
What do you do? What do you do for the homeless? You're not going to be able to. So you know, wherever you go, there you are. Right. It's very difficult to jump. Like social classes. It's a very difficult thing. And if you're homeless, if you've gotten to the point where you've given up on life so much to the point where you're willing to not have a home and not clean yourself, it is a deep-seated psychological problem. It is much, it's not just, and like I was homeless at one point, but not homeless in that way. I was homeless like I didn't have a lease. And I was, you know, there was a few nights where I couldn't get a chick to fuck me, so I had to like sleep in fucking park or whatever.
Yeah.
When I was like, you know, when I first moved to New York City, when I was like 19 or 20, but I also could have went home.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to jump on a bus for 2 hours and go,
I slept in a storage unit a couple of times.
Yeah.
I'm just changing my story.
Did plenty. I mean, slept in a comedy club. I slept in the New York Comedy Club when I used to sell tickets for the New York Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Stand up New York. There was plenty of times where I was quote unquote homeless in between apartments.
But it's like, but it was like,
yeah, you're staying on a friend's couch, you know, but then you don't go home one night. So, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like fucking, you know, you're psychologically damaged to the point where you've given up. And by the way, I've been depressed to the point where I understand that psychology. I've been depressed to the point where, you know, when I was younger, where there was no, like, it didn't feel like there was a future. I had no idea where it was like just not having the energy to get out of bed because there was no goal sort of to get you there. You know what I'm saying? And I think homeless people where you're like lying down the street in cardboard, you're like, they can't even imagine having a paycheck at the end of the week, much less having a house or having, you know, aspirations or bigger things. So it's a major psychological problem. You need to fix those people psychologically. It's not going to be just handing them something. They're going to fucking, you know, so I'm saying don't give to charity, folks. That's what I'm saying.
You're like David Goggins.
Yeah.
You need to get out of bed, you lazy motherfuckers.
Is that what he says?
Things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get out of box in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know.
What was the scam that the fan submitted, Shannon? Because we never did it.
Okay, so it came from Wes, and he sent in the weed and the rattlesnake oil. So he said, "What's up, Lewis and Zach? Here's my solid scam that drew for you that worked. I sent
Zia Farms.
I sent y'all a box of weed and rattlesnake oil. When I shipped it, I put insurance on it for $110, way above the cost to me. The shipping didn't update after dropping off to the P.O. box. I initiated the claim right away and got a full refund for $126 and change. Apparently, when shipped to a P.O. box, they don't update shipping info, so anyone can insure even an empty box and claim the insurance. Make some solid, easy money off the government. Hope y'all do enjoy the hemp and rattlesnake oil. I will enjoy the money I got for shit I was giving away. Thanks.
I love that scam, dude. And if you have a P.O. box, you can just start sending packages to yourself, insure them for a higher cost. You know, quick couple hundred dollars. I like that. I love it.
Your little mail fraud.
Yeah, if you guys want to do that, send me things, insure it, get the money back. I don't give a fuck, dude. Send me fun things, though. P.O. box, it's 151. First Avenue, Gas Digital Studios, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003, care of Real Ass Podcast. Send me your gifts, send me your fan art, send me anything. And the cooler it is, maybe we'll open it up on air, maybe you can win some prizes, who knows. But either way, do that scam, get some insurance, why not? Insurance fraud. Are we encouraging people to do insurance fraud? Is that illegal?
Mail fraud, and that's a federal crime.
Mail fraud, that's what I call trannies. They're mail fraud.
Female fraud, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good. You know what? Fuck it. I'll give me.
You know what? Fuck it.
It's pretty good. All right. Look, we're going to wrap this one. It's been a lot of fun. Hilarious.
I still can't believe he said all that shit up top. Yeah, what, are you retarded, dude? You're never going to be on the road with anyone else again. I hope Soda fucking hears this because you're
55
fucked.
Minutes ago, Eric Griffin dropped his bowl of catfish ice cream. What that motherfucker just say?
Holy hot catfish ice cream.
He burnt his lap.
God damn. I was just trying to enjoy me some hot catfish ice cream, and this boy going on that podcast and talking all that shit.
Fat boy talking a whole lot of mess.
And afterwards, I'm gonna have some frozen stew.
All right, look, we're wrapping this one. You guys are the best. Thank you for watching. We'll be back on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.